So the daily dose for December 13th from Obadiah. Talk about piling on. The prophet Obadiah seems to pop into the scriptures without a specific dating reference. There's nothing in the biblical histories, Kings and Chronicles, about Edom taking an active part in the sack of Jerusalem. We have to infer that Edom, as a vassal state and ally of Babylon, came to Jerusalem with Nebuchadnezzar in 587 BC, and took part in the destruction of the temple and the harassment of the remaining Israelites as they went off to captivity. The hatred that the descendants of Esau had for Jacob's descendants was never much below the surface. When the opportunity came, piling on may have seemed like sweet revenge. Revenge never is sweet. God sees. The Edomites became the worst kind of bully, the type that hits a guy when he's down. God had brought about the destruction of his land through Babylon as both punishment and preservation for his people. But the human agents of that destruction answered to God for their brutality and bloodthirstiness with which they carried out his decree. See Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5 to 19 and Isaiah 13. So too would Edom face the wrath of God for what it did to Israel. God does not approve of piling on. Wasn't it God who said, "For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone," declares the sovereign Lord. "Repent and live," Ezekiel 18:32. "Do not rejoice at the death even of the worst criminal. Mourn instead that a person made in the image of God betrayed in the end his humanity." God bless you. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.